This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Etsy, the popular online marketplace for handcrafted and custom items, just announced an important step in the fight against climate change by becoming the first major online shopping destination to offset 100% of emissions from shipping in its marketplace. Every day in the U.S. alone, e-commerce packages travel about the same distance as going to the moon and back 133,000 times. Offsetting this is the equivalent to protecting 100 square miles of forest for 1 year, more than four times the size of Manhattan. With us on This Week in America is Etsy trend expert Dana Isom Johnson. She'll discuss the important step in the fight against climate change, along with tips on how to shop green. Next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Etsy, the global marketplace for unique and creative goods with over 2 million active sellers and over 60 million items for sale, becomes the first global e-commerce company to completely offset carbon emissions from shipping. Dana Isom Johnson is the trend expert for Etsy, her job unearthing the latest and greatest styles. Dana is a judge and Etsy's trend expert on the NBC Breakout Summer Crafting Competition series Making It, hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. Making It, praised for bringing the power of positivity to reality competition TV, returns this summer for a second season. Dana is in constant pursuit of new and unique finds, a frequent media guest regularly quoted as a trend resource in lifestyle and news publications, a Bachelor of Science in Fashion Merchandise Management from the Fashion Institute of Technology, and Etsy trend expert Dana Isom Johnson back with us on This Week in America. Dana, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey there, Rick. Happy to be back.
So much to talk about. This is really exciting what you're doing. And when you sort of think about it as a consumer, put it into perspective, this new world that we live in with the fast, free shipping does come at a cost to the planet that few of us, I think, even realize. But Etsy is doing something about it. Talk about how this program works.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I am so excited because we are offsetting shipping emissions for any purchase made on Etsy.com from now until forevermore. And what that really means, Rick, is that when you think about the journey of an item, right? I purchased some earrings earlier this week, and those earrings were based out of California with a seller I purchased them from. And you think about all the time that it takes and the buses and planes and cars and trains and all those things that, you know, continue to let off these carbon emissions from door one to door two. And what we're doing today is that we are offsetting those shipping emissions. And like I said, any purchase made on Etsy.com now until forever, we're doing that. And really what makes you feel good about the efforts is that we're protecting trees that would have otherwise been cut down, and then also supporting wind and solar farms. So that's how we are offsetting those shipping emissions.
You know, it's exciting, and the day you're kicking this off, February 28th, you're doing it for the entire U.S. e-commerce industry. That is such an exciting proposition you've got, and sort of what a challenge is some of the others to maybe they should follow suit, because I understand the cost of doing this is really not that great.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, on the 28th, we were so excited because it wasn't just purchases made on Etsy. You're exactly right. We're committed to any purchase made on any online destination. We were picking up the tab for all of those shipping emissions.
With us on the program, Dana Isom-Johnson, we're talking about what Etsy is doing. And this is interesting because this is really not the first time that Etsy has been involved in trying to be conscious of its ecological impact, is it? This is something that's been going on for several years with Etsy.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we have always been environmentally conscious, even from the time that I started and before my time, and I've been with the company for over 7 years. We've always composted every piece of trash that walks into the doors of any of our offices. Here in Brooklyn, we have solar panels on our roof. We're committed to becoming zero waste. So it's always been a part of our roots. And so now we've been challenging ourselves with, how can we make an even greater impact, and how can we further these investments to now offset harmful pollutants that are in our air?
I know one thing that you want to do with this is collaborate with others, find some other partners out there to try to get a whole group of people to work together to really make a global impact. How do you think that's going to work out? Because you're a trendsetter in this. Others have to look at this and go, this is really something we need to be part of as well.
Absolutely, Rick. Honestly, I hope that we're inspiring two different groups of people. So I hope that we are inspiring other businesses and corporate big giants to really consider how they can make an impact and join forces with us or make some other impact for the environment in other ways. And then the second portion of that is, how can we further inspire shoppers and buyers to make an impact on their purchases too? They're already doing so without even doing anything by shopping on Etsy because, like I said, we're committed to offsetting those shipping emissions with any purchase. But then other ways that shoppers can get into the sustainable groove is to also think about three things. One, consider shopping vintage. A lot of people don't think about this, but when you're shopping vintage, you're giving life to an already existing item, which is already reducing your carbon footprint. And, you know, it's another creative way to think about how you can make a greater impact on the environment. The other two things are shopping locally. So find makers, and you can do this on Etsy by setting your search filters, but find makers who are in your area and build those relationships and go around the corner and get, you know, that special item that they've created. And then the third thing is to know the materials. And this is really wonderful because so many of the Etsy sellers in our community already list every single item or material that's put into whatever they're making. But the good news is that because you're shopping from a real person, an independent business, you have the opportunity to open that dialogue, ask questions, and really hear and know exactly what it takes to have that item made.
And all this information you can find, of course, at Etsy.com. You can find out the impact of all of this program at Etsy.com/impact. In talking what we can do as consumers, let's go back to this vintage for a second here. Sometimes people think of that, well, that's just old stuff. And you look at what's available just looking online, and I know you're an active vintage shopper looking for those items. You can really find some gems out there, can't you?
Oh, you sure can. And there's several ways that you can shop for vintage items. If there are specific decades that you have in mind, you can shop by decade. If you have, favorite designers, you can do that. The one tip, well, the few tips that I will offer, though, is to make sure that you ask questions about sizing, especially within clothing, because, you know, what a size 8 in 1970 is not the same standard as what
exactly.
a size 8
yes.
is in today's sizing. So always make sure you have that tape measure handy, whether you're buying fashion or furniture, to make sure that it fits your needs. But, you know, it's really great to just breathe life and back into those items from decades past. And, you know, with my role, I know that these decades are just coming right back. Trends always repeat. The hottest decades right now are the 70s, the 90s, and even a little bit of the 80s as well.
With us on the program, Dana Isom-Johnson, Etsy trend expert, talking about their program becoming the first global e-tailer to offset 100% of its emissions from shipping, kicking off that program, and talking about what we can do as consumers. And it's interesting because you virtually operate in every country in the world, yet, as you said, by searching, you can find somebody maybe in your neighborhood close by, so you don't have to ship it all across the world. You can find something that's closer.
That's right. All it takes is, let's say you wanted to buy a vintage jumpsuit, right? I'm a fan of jumpsuits. So let's just say you wanted to find a vintage jumpsuit. It really only takes you going to the Etsy homepage, typing in the search bar, vintage jumpsuit, and then on the left side, once you hit the search button, you're able to set your filters. So you can set whether you just want to buy from the state that you're from. Like, let's say I'm purchasing in New York, so I would set New York, and even if I wanted to break that down further and write Brooklyn, New York, all of the search results are only going to feed me options that are listed with that area.
It's just amazing what you can find on Etsy, all of the great items there. If you go to the website, literally hundreds of thousands, millions of items that you can look at. And you talk about trends there as well. As we head into summer, what are some of the main trends that you see coming on this summer?
Oh, for sure. So I think one of the major trends is all about maximalism. So for the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of things very minimal and with clean lines, but now is the time to pack on the color, pack on the print, be bold, be bright. And, you know, it's all about bringing like a sense of cheerfulness and you know, aligning with this sustainable movement right now. Add more greenery into your space. Breathe in that beautiful fresh air that these clean plants bring into your space and really makes you feel more alive.
What is it you look for? I mentioned trend expert. What does it take to become a trend, at least in your mind? Is it the number of times you see it? Is it where it's being seen? How does a trend even start?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. There are so many and this is exactly how I started my role here at Etsy. I started noticing that a lot of the same types of things, like a celestial is a great example of something that I feel like was born on Etsy or revived on Etsy because it was, you know, it had a moment in the 80s and 90s and now has been revived. So I started seeing, you know, at first a few items, and then that continued to grow and grow and grow over a few months of time. And what became really interesting is that rather than these sellers finding inspiration from major retailers, they were looking to their own imagination to get this source of creativity. And then from there, I was seeing those trends then go into the major retailers. So it was having an opposite effect of what we were traditionally used to seeing. So I think it really just takes one fresh idea to catch on, and then more and more people become inspired and introduce it into their products, but in different and more creative ways. And then for how long they can last, who knows? You never really know. I mean, there are trends and then there are fads, you know, and the fads are the things that are there for a couple of weeks or more. You know, think of a fidget spinner. A fidget spinner is the perfect example of a
fad. I remember those, yes. They were hot for like an hour and a half last year. I do remember that. Wow, everybody had to have one, and then nobody knew where they were after about a week of it's like, okay, this is cute, I'm bored, move on to something else.
Exactly, Exactly. So we'll see what the next thing is. I mean, I think maybe after that it was the Yanny versus Laurel thing. Remember that?
Exactly.
<thing? laughs>
Yes, yes. Geez, all those great ones from the past that we thought was going to change our lives, and it did for, like, say, an hour and a half, and then we moved on. About a minute or so left in the program. Let's go back to this exciting program that you've kicked off, the first global e-tailer to offset 100% of emissions from shipping. Does this prove, maybe to other businesses, you not only can be a great business, but a great corporate citizen as well? Is that one of the messages you think that should resonate from what Etsy is doing?
Absolutely. And again, I think we're really a true leader in this space. And I hope that other companies look to us and say, wow, not only do they represent good, you know, from a corporate perspective, but then they also represent good in the community that we support. I mean, our community is made up of 2.1 million sellers around the globe, and we strive each and every day to ensure that we offer tools to help them grow their business and other educational tools to make sure that we're supporting them. But we want to make sure that we're good on every front, protecting our environment, protecting our sellers, and making sure that we stand for a positive role in our environment.
When you go pick up that package at the door the next time from Etsy, just realize you've taken a small step for making a change in the world, a positive change in the world. Again, information at Etsy.com. Dana Isom-Johnson, Etsy trend expert, back with us on the program. Dana, thank you for joining us once again. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rick. Take care.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. That's 800-648-9172.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Singer, composer, actor, reality TV judge, host Harry Connick Jr. has achieved excellence in every aspect of the entertainment world, music, film, television, and Broadway, multiple Grammy and Emmy Awards and nominations, a Tony nominee, legendary live performer, best-selling artist with tens of millions of records sold worldwide, including one of his first, Harry Connick 11 on Columbia, produced it when he was 11 years old. You'll still find it on Amazon, the cutest album cover. And all of that, he still finds time for charitable work, including helping his native New Orleans rebuild after Hurricane Katrina. And now, a new mission, teaching us to play piano as he shares his iconic piano skills by joining Playground Sessions, the number one rated app-based piano instruction software, making it possible for anyone to learn from the convenience of their home. Harry Connick Jr. back with us on This Week in America. Harry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you back.
Good to be back, Rick. Thank you.
What an exciting project this is. Now, you said, actually, this is the coolest thing you've ever seen in teaching music. What makes Playground Sessions so special, so unique?
Well, it takes a lot of the things that helped me become the musician I am today and combines them with cutting-edge technology, which I didn't have growing up. And that combination has now become what's called Playground Sessions, which is an app that teaches you, no matter what level you are, whether you're an advanced pianist or somebody who has never touched a piano and thinks that they have no musical talent, and it turns you into a piano player, plain and simple, in a way that I've never seen before. So I'm really thrilled and honored to be working with Playground Sessions.
I'm sure that you get all the time companies coming to you for an endorsement. This really goes beyond that, doesn't it? This is a comprehensive partnership with Playground Sessions. What's your role in working with them?
My role is that of an instructor. So I want to teach people how to play based on my own experience. And the good news is about Playground Sessions is that there's a whole bunch of great instructors that can teach from their own perspective. So I like to tell people, starting back when I was three, what interested me about the piano. And I like to tell people in a very sort of fun but methodical way, all the way through the beginner stages, through the advanced stages, how they can learn how to play. Some people say, look, I don't want to play all of those fancy scales and do all of that stuff.
Right.
I get it. They just want to sit down and play their favorite Adele song. I totally get that. So Playground Sessions talks to everybody, any age, any musical ability, and teaches them how to play in a short amount of time.
When you look into it, it's amazing. They pioneered this learning platform that combines all of this new technology, and makes it fun. Talk about this platform they put together, because this really is unique.
So one of the things you can do is, let's say you pick a song by the Beatles and you want to learn how to play it. Well, as you're playing through your MIDI keyboard at home, on your tablet or on your computer, you can see the notes as you press them on the keys. And even if you can't read music, you learn very quickly, you know, what fingers correspond with what notes. And if you get it right, it turns green. And if you get it wrong, it turns red. And they give you an accuracy score at the end. And if you're like me, you know, if you get a 90% or a 20%, you're going to want to improve. And before you know it, you finish the session, you got yourself a really high score, maybe even 100%, and you want to go on. And you've learned how to play some basic things on the piano without even knowing it. So there's gamification involved, and it's very it's a warm and friendly way to learn how to play the piano.
Playground Sessions is what we're talking about. PlaygroundSessions.com is the website to get all of the information. A couple of videos there with Harry and a full explanation, and can get you started playing the piano. How do you get people over this intimidation? You stand there, you look down, you've never played before, you're intimidated. This myth keeps coming back in the back of your mind that, boy, you got to be a born musician or you're never going to catch on. You really break that down, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in the very, very first lesson, I talk about when you look, you will never look at a piano the same way after you watch my very, very first lesson. You'll see the piano literally in a different way, and you'll be able to appreciate it. So now anytime you hear me play or anybody play, you'll say, oh, I kind of know what they're doing. And that's part of it, right? Familiarity sort of allows you to not be intimidated. So when people see 88 keys or 30 keys or whatever they have on their keyboard. I'll never learn how to do that. I promise you, by the end of this first session, you will be looking at the piano in a completely different way.
And you said something that's very important. If you don't have a piano, I've always thought I'd love to have a piano. I don't have one, therefore I can't do this. If you've got a keyboard, you're on your way.
Oh, yeah. All you need is a MIDI keyboard. You can either use your own or you can attach one to the tablet or to the computer with a Playground Sessions keyboard that's bundled with one of the packages. So if you don't have money for a piano, you don't have the space for a piano, doesn't matter. You can do it right at your desk with a keyboard. The whole point is to familiarize people with the keyboard, because when you play that little MIDI keyboard, you can play any piano. They're all the same.
And when you go to the website, you'll see a sample beginner lesson and a sample advanced lesson. Talk about that, because this is for all levels. We're talking about people that have never played before and been intimidated, and you've got them started playing the piano. If people have been playing for a while, you can make it actually more fun and make them better.
I think so. You know, I give a lot of master classes at universities all over the country, and I love talking to these college kids. I mean, these are kids that are going to be professional musicians, and we get into the nuances of playing and talk a lot of shop. But you know what? 99% of the people don't want that. My heart goes out to the people that they just want to play the songs that they like to play.
Yes.
So, yes, we do talk advanced techniques and things that can make you better, even if you're an experienced player. But I have a soft spot for people who are like, can you just show me how to play a song? I just want to learn how to play a song. And once you learn how to play that song, you're going to want to learn how to play another one. Next thing you know, you'll be at the holiday party, you know, playing Christmas carols. You'll be that person. It's really not out of reach by any means, and I think people will be excited about this new way of learning how to play the piano.
Well, talk about that aspect of that, the power of music. You don't have to give a recital with, you know, 200 people in the audience. You can just go entertain people at a block party if you want to.
Yeah, not everybody wants heavy-duty music lessons.
Right.
Playground Session offers that. I mean, you're talking about people like Quincy Jones. You know, I'm involved with it. People who do this for a living. We'll get as technical as you want to get, but, you know, most people don't care. They're not interested in that, but they sure would like to be able to go to bed at night saying, you know what, I can play that Beatles song. I don't need anybody to help me do that. I can sit down at a piano and play a song I want to play, and it is so fun to do. And when you take something that's mysterious to people and you familiarize them with it, and then you show them how to do it in a short amount of time, meaning after one session, it's incredibly empowering and inspiring to people, I think.
You've talked about how music changed your life in every way imaginable. Talk about that, the role of music in you, and you have spent your entire life working with musicians, how that's touched them. You spend lives, as you're talking about, on college campus and talking to young people, and music has formed who they are. This really is crucial to our development, isn't it? It's something that's necessary.
I think so. My mom used to tell me, watch those symphony conductors. They live longer than everybody else. I don't know if that's true, but it sure seems like it's true. Music has made me a better person. It's made me a better listener. It's made me a better communicator. It's made me more sensitive. It's made me more appreciative. Everything. I don't think anybody could cite anything that music does that sets them back. It enhances your life in so many ways. And, you know, I'm thinking about friends of mine right now as we're talking who have never played the piano. They're like some businessmen and businesswomen on Wall Street. And I'm thinking, wait till I get a hold of them with this Playground Session. They're going to be like, hey, Harry, check out what I learned. And that's just makes everybody's life better.
Harry Connick Jr. back with us on the program, partnering with Playground Sessions, the number one rated app-based piano instruction software, teaching us to play the piano. All the information at playgroundsessions.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Harry, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be with you again.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.